Amen. Let us all say amen. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. In spite of the pain, in spite of the rain, and in spite of the strain we encounter from time to time, God is still good. Amen. And what I love about the Lord is not a wishy-washy God. God is not a sometimey God. God is not good some of the time. God is not good most of the time. But God is good how often?
All
the time. And all the time, God is good. The fact that you and I are here tonight is indicative of the fact that God is a mighty good God. Think about it, brothers and sisters, from the time that we adjourned on yesterday afternoon. From that time all the way up until this present time, many people have had to answer the call of death. But God has seen fit to leave us here in the land of the living or the land of the dying. And for that very reason, we ought to say thank you, Lord. And thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful to the wonderful leadership of this congregation, the elders and the minister of this congregation for inviting me to come and be with you this week. My wife and I are having a wonderful time, and I appreciate all the generosity and hospitality you have shown us thus far. I want to say to those who are visiting with us, especially if you're here and do not share in our religious convictions, we want you to know that you are a very special and honored guest, and please do not let this be your last time coming to be with the Hart Street Church of Christ. The church where everybody is somebody, and God is everything, and that God is the source of all of our blessings. Amen? It's good to have those who are present from our sister congregations. We want you to know we appreciate your presence here this evening. Good to see those who are here. I see from Schrader Lane and from the Church of Christ at Jackson Street and other congregations who are represented this evening. We want you to know we appreciate you so very, very much. Good to see the gospel preachers who are present this evening. I'm going to ask them to stand, if you don't mind. I see some of the brothers here, Brother Kearney, all right, and Brother, all right. Good to see Brother Crowder and all the good brothers. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. We appreciate your presence. Let's give them, yes, give them a love deposit. It's all right, brothers and sisters. We thank Amen. You know, the preacher is a part of God's plan. Amen. The preacher is a part of God's plan. You know, some people would like to cut him out, but he's still a part of the plan. Amen. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach unless he is sent? Amen. So it's all a part of God's plan. I do want to let you know, brothers and sisters, that I do have books available this evening. Books that were published by the 21st Century Christian Publishing Company here in Nashville, Tennessee. There are five books that I have written. Congregations across the Brotherhood are using these materials for Sunday school, Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, as well as a Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And I appreciate your taking a look after our service on this evening. Good to see my mother-in-law here again, as well as my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Thank God for their presence on this evening. If you have your Bibles, open them up. Let's go to the Old Testament this evening. Many people in our religious world have accused members of the Church of Christ of discarding the Old Testament, but nothing could be further from the truth. Amen? We know and understand that those things that were written aforetime were what? Written for our learning. Which brings us to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And let's begin with verse number 16 and end with verse number 20. And hopefully we can have it flashed up there on the screen if possible. If not, I know you have it there in your Bibles. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning with verse number 16, and let's end with verse number 20. And if you have it, please let me know by saying amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads as follows. And when he had brought him down, okay, the he referring to the Egyptian had brought him, David, down, behold, they were spread over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of the great spoil that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Verse 17, David slaughtered them from the twilight until the evening of the next day, and not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken and rescued his two wives. Verse 19, but nothing of theirs was missing, whether small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything that they had taken for themselves. And I like this part here where it says David did what? Recovered all. Or my translation has David brought it all back. David brought it all back. Verse number 20. So David captured all the sheep and the cattle which the people drove ahead of the other livestock, and they said, this is David's spoil. First Samuel chapter 30, verses number 16 through 20. And for just a short time this evening, consider with me this subject. Go get your stuff back. Go get your stuff back. Can you turn to your neighbor and tell him or her that? Go get your stuff back. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I will never forget sitting in a Sunday school audience one Sunday morning and listening to the Bible class teacher who shared with us a story, an experience that he had as a father, that is about himself and his daughter. His daughter told him that he was going over to a friend's house to study. Instead, she made arrangements to meet with a boy. He found out about it, and he got in his car and immediately went and got his daughter out of that boy's house. He said that he was fussing and fuming so loudly that he probably woke up all of the residents there in that town, but he went and got his daughter. Later on, after his daughter had gotten married and had a family of her own, he said that she confessed to him. She said, Daddy, you remember that time when you came and got me out of that boy's house? She said, thank you, Daddy. I was about to ruin my life. In other words, that Sunday school teacher was letting the class know that he went and rescued his daughter from a precarious and dangerous situation. And brothers and sisters, I've come to tell you tonight that that's exactly what King David did. After the Amalekites had come and attacked David and his camp and captured the women, children, the king and his men, King David and his men went and rescued their wives, children, loved ones, and all of their possessions. In fact, the text says in chapter 30 and verse number 19, it says at the end of that verse, David brought it all back. The King James says David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. The NIV says David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken. My translation, as I read it earlier, says simply, David brought it all back. So that's why I'm saying tonight, church, it's high time that we, as members of the body of Christ, we take a stand, rise up, and go get our stuff back. Can you say amen on tonight? 3 points for your consideration, and then the lesson will be yours. First of all, we want to look at the sorrow of defeat. That's right, the sorrow of defeat. Second of all, we're going to look at the strategy for deliverance. And then third and finally, we're going to look at the sharing of the delicacies. Is that all right this evening? I'm not going to keep you long if y'all just stay with me and help me out on tonight. Let's look at the first observation, the sorrow of defeat. Let's look at the text here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning with verse number 1. If you're there, church, can you let me know by saying amen? And the Bible says, if you have it there, Brother Jones, come on and do some reading, if you will, please.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
When David and his men.
When David and his men.
Were come to Ziklag.
Read on.
The third day.
On the third day.
That the Amalekites. Had invaded the south. And Ziklag. And smitten Ziklag. And burned it with fire.
Come on, read on.
And had taken the women captives. That were therein.
Read on.
They slew not any, either great or small. But carried them away, and went on their way.
So you see what has happened here, church. You see, the Amalekites had invaded David's camp. You see it? Now, what's significant about the Amalekites? You see, these were the same folk whom God had commanded to what? To destroy years ago. Y'all remember that in 1 Samuel chapter 15. God told Saul to destroy not some of the Amalekites, but how many? All of the Amalekites. But he went and half did the job and spared, y'all remember that? King Agag, am I right about it? And the best of the livestock. And because he disobeyed God, God rejected him from being king over Israel. So had Saul done his job years ago, you see, David would not have to have dealt with the Amalekites during his own reign. What are you saying, Brother Robinson? Brothers and sisters, whenever you get a chance to chop off the devil's neck, whenever you get a chance to chop off that snake, the head of that snake, don't play with snakes. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? It might be a baby snake right now, but if you just told, oh, he's so cute, it's such an innocent situation, man, you better get your butcher knife and chop off the head of that snake, because if you don't deal with it right then and there, that snake is going to rise up and bite you over here. Can y'all say amen on tonight?
Tragic, sir.
You see that? That's what we see happening here in this text. Verse number 3. Can you read it there? Read on, church.
So David and his men.
David and his men.
Came to the city.
Came to the city.
And behold.
And behold.
It was burned with fire.
It was burned with fire. Read on.
And their wives. And their sons.
And
their daughters.
And their daughters.
Were taken captive.
Had been taken captive. Read on.
Then David and the people that were with him,
who were with him,
lifted up their voice and wept.
Lifted up their voices and what?
And wept.
Come on now.
Until they had no more power to weep.
Until there was no more strength in them to weep. Now that's what you call a whole lot of crying. Am I right about it? When you cry so much, you don't have any more strength to cry anymore. Who's crying here? David and his men. Any of you ever heard this statement, grown men don't cry? Let me tell you something. That's one of the biggest lies I ever heard. Can y'all say amen tonight?
Yes, sir.
In fact, let me tell you, when you read the biblical record, you will see grown men crying from Genesis to Revelation. Am I right about it? Nehemiah cried when he heard that the wall and the temple had been destroyed. Am I right about it? The Bible said that Jesus was there at the graveside of Lazarus, and the Bible said Jesus wept. Y'all ought to say amen.
But
Paul says, and I, the 20, that I was there with you for the space of but 3.5 years, and I did not cease to teach you night and day. And he said, I was shedding tears. Don't you know there's nothing wrong with grown men crying? In fact, I'm afraid of a man who won't cry. Are y'all with me this evening? You see, their tears attest that they had tender hearts, that they loved their families, and that they cared about their well-being. There's nothing wrong with crying. But after you had a good cry, you got to then get up and do something about the situation.
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all with me on this evening? So we've looked at the sorrow of defeat. These men were so dejected, so overwhelmed with sorrow that the Bible says they wept until there was no more strength in them to weep. Let's look at the second point on tonight. So David, look at what David will do here. All right, as we move on to verse number five, if you will. Brother Jones, what does the book say?
And David's two wives.
And they, now hold, let me pause right here and say this. Two wives, because I don't want any brother in here to get the wrong idea. Help me somebody. Now this is in the Old Testament. Amen. On the old covenant, God allowed some things to take place back then that he does not tolerate today. Can y'all say amen? So brother, don't you get the idea that you can have a wife and a sweetheart too. No ma'am and no sir. Every brother in here, hold up one finger. One finger. Come on now, hold it high. Amen. Repeat after me. One is enough.
One is enough.
Amen. Y'all to say amen tonight. One is enough. Amen. So I don't get it twisted now. Don't get it twisted. Now David, you know, he did some stuff back then that God is not tolerating. The Bible said, let every man have what? His own wife, and every wife her own husband.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right tonight?
Amen.
Come on, let's read on, Brother Jones.
David's two wives were taken captive. Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite.
The Carmelite, very good. All right, and that leads us to this second point, starting with verse number six. And that's, let's look at the strategy for deliverance. Let's see how David went and got his stuff back. Because I submit to you this evening that the same strategy that worked for David can work for you and me today, 2018. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen to what the book says here in verse number six. Come on and read it, please.
And David was greatly distressed.
And David was greatly distressed.
For the people spoke of stoning him.
Because the people spoke of what?
Of stoning him.
Who stole the stuff from the camp? Wasn't David. It wasn't his fault. But yet the people talked about stoning him. Is that not true of some of us today? When we encounter difficulties in our homes, in our families, on our jobs, and sometimes even in the church, you know who we turn against? We turn against one another.
Tragic.
That's exactly what the devil wants us to do. Let me tell you something. Whenever there's a difficulty that arises in your home, in your family, and especially in the church, don't turn on the brothers. Don't turn on the elders. Are y'all with me this evening? Don't turn on one another. All of us should turn not against one another, turn to one another, and most importantly, turn to God. Are y'all with me on this evening? The Bible says that they were talking about stoning David. And the Bible says, come on, my brother.
Because the soul of all the people was grieved.
All the people were embittered. Read on.
Every man for his sons and
for
his daughters.
And his daughters. Do y'all see that? Come on, my brother.
But David encouraged himself
David
in the Lord his God.
But
David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Oh, don't y'all like that? But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I like that because it doesn't say that David strengthened himself in alcohol. Am I right about it? It doesn't say that David strengthened himself in drugs. Am I right about it? It doesn't say that David strengthened himself by getting more education. Not knocking that now. It doesn't say that David strengthened himself by accumulating more power, more money, or more sex. Help me somebody. Instead, the Bible says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. That's why I love the book of Psalms, because when you explore the book of Psalms, what you're really doing, you are observing David there strengthening himself in the Lord. Psalm 23. Can y'all help me quote it tonight? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to
lie down
in green pastures.
He
leads me beside the still waters. He
restores my soul.
Come on now. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup runneth over. Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. All of the days,
all of the days of my life,
I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever. Amen. Psalm 27 and verse number 1, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I dread? Psalm 37 and verse number 4, David there is strengthening himself in the Lord when he says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37 and verse 25, David said, I was young, but now I'm old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. Psalm 46 and verse 1, David is strengthening himself in the Lord when he said, the Lord is a refuge. Am I right about it? In the time of trouble. Y'all ought to say amen tonight. Amen. And then he strengthens himself in Psalm 118 and verse number 8 when he says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a man. Psalm 121 in verse number 1, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. What I'm trying to tell you tonight, church, when you find yourself up against a wall and life is pressuring you, life is swing in on you, you got to learn how to strengthen yourself in the Lord. You can't always depend on your friends. You can't always depend on your family members. You can't always rely on church members. That's when you got to learn how to strengthen yourself, Lord. Somebody ought to say amen on tonight. I'm trying to get you to see that David, when people were talking about stoning him, the Bible says that he strengthened himself in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And one of the best ways to do that is make sure you have the Word of God in your heart. Is that all right tonight? But not only did he find his strength in the Lord, David did something else. Look at verse, drop down if you will, to verse number 7. Come on, Brother Jones. If you're there, church, let me know by saying amen. All right, come on, what does the book say?
And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son,
come on.
I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod.
Uh-huh.
And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David.
Yes, come on.
And David inquired at the Lord.
Yes.
Saying, shall I pursue after this troop?
Uh-huh.
Shall I overtake them?
Yes.
And he answered him, pursue.
Pursue.
For thou shalt surely overtake them.
Uh-huh.
And without fail, recover all.
Recover all. You'll see what David did there? David inquired of the Lord. Before you embark on a major endeavor, don't take a step without inquiring of God. Are y'all with me, church? Sometimes we get ourselves in a world of trouble. Come on, somebody. Because we get ahead of God instead of waiting on God to give us that nudge and direction we need. David inquired of the Lord. And I believe this firmly, church, that God will lead his children today. He leads us through his Holy Spirit, but I believe the Holy Spirit works in connection with the Word to lead us in the path of righteousness. Is that all right tonight?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes. David inquired of the Lord. But check this out. David did not do it all by himself.
Yes, sir.
He got some assistance from his men. Look at it with me in verse number 9. If you're there, church, let me know by saying amen. All right, come on, Brother Jones. What does the book say?
So David went. He and the 600 men that were with him.
Now, that's very important there. I don't care how great one brother is in the church, he can't do it all by himself. Amen. You're blessed right here to have a good preacher, the person of Brother Jones, good man. He can't do it all by himself. Two outstanding elders, Brother Proud, Brother Daniel, good men, godly men, they can't do it by themselves. Is that all right? Two deacons, They can't do it by themselves. Are y'all with me, church?
Amen.
David, the Bible says here, David went, he and 600 women.
600 men.
600 children.
600 men.
One of the things that's plaguing our society today, we are asking the women to do what the men ought to be doing.
Tragic, sir.
We have children, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, who are taking care of the household because the parents have not stepped up to the plate.
Tragic, sir.
Oh, my goodness gracious, my brothers and sisters. How will we ever get our stuff back when we're relying on the wrong folk to help us? Are y'all with me, church?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The Bible says, keep on reading there. He and the 600
he
men,
and
come
the
on.
600 men that uh-huh. were with him.
Who were with him, read
and
on.
And came to the brook Besor,
uh-huh.
where those that were left behind stayed.
Uh-huh.
But David pursued uh-huh. he and 400 men.
Yes.
For 200 abode behind,
uh-huh.
which were so faint.
Okay, they were so faint. Now translation said they were too exhausted. So they had to stay back and watch the baggage. So they couldn't make the entire journey. Now, sometimes you may have some brothers who might be a little overweight. Help me, somebody. Maybe a little slow. Amen. Now they might not be able to do, amen, what those young thoroughbreds can do, but we still need them just the same. Is that all right?
Amen.
So the Bible said they were too exhausted. So he had 600, but he took how many with him?
400
with him, but the 200 stayed back. Every brother is important. We may not all do the same thing. We may not all have the same functions in the church, but every member of the body is significant. Is that all right?
Yes,
this
sir.
All right, let's keep on reading, my brother. Come on.
Which was so faint.
Which was so faint.
That they could not go over the brook Besor.
Uh-huh, read on.
And they found an Egyptian
all right,
in the
hold
field.
It right there. Now, again, I want to emphasize this. Okay, he got assistance from his men, from his comrades, his cohorts, and that's what we need today. We got to have the manpower, church. We got to have the manpower in our homes. We got to have the manpower in the church, in the schools. Are y'all with me? In the community. We got to have this. Because if the church is going to become strong, if we're going to be all that God wants us to be, it lies in the hands of the men. Why do you think Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, he said, be strong in the what? Grace that is in Christ Jesus. And he said, the things that you have heard from me among what? Faithful witnesses, the same what? Commit now to what kind of men?
Faithful men.
Faithful men. That's what we got to have in the church, in the home, in the community. And we're going to get our stuff back. Is that all right tonight?
Amen.
All right, so we've learned so far. David found his strength in the Lord. David inquired of the Lord. And then third, David got assistance from his men. But then check this out. David got help from a foreigner.
Amen.
From somebody who was not of the Jewish race. Check this out. Let's go verse number 11. All right, church, if you're there, let me know by saying amen. All right, come on, Brother Jones. What does
and
the book say?
And they found an Egyptian
and
in the
found
field.
An Egyptian, come on.
In the field.
In the field.
And brought him to David.
And brought him to David.
And gave him bread.
Hold it right there. They found an Egyptian. Man, that's a lesson within itself. Brothers and sisters, it pays to treat everybody right.
Amen.
Treat everybody right. Folk in our country right now hung up on immigration. Oh, don't let these foreigners in. And I know that there are legitimate concerns about that. But let me tell you something. It's not always that the foreigners are bad for America. Sometimes America is bad for the foreigners. Somebody ought to say amen unto that. Oh, good God Almighty. I don't want to go down that road tonight. But what I'm trying to get you to see, man, as my daddy used to tell us, you know, treat everybody with respect. Because amen. You never know how God is going to bless you. Be careful about this mentality. I only deal with folk who look like me. I only associate with folk who look like me. Brother, that's a dangerous attitude because you can't take God and put him in a box.
Amen.
Sometimes God can bless white people through black people. And he can bless black people through white. You never know.
Amen.
The Bible says he found an Egyptian in the field. And the first thing they did was beat him up. Is that what it says? The first thing they said, they had a business meeting. What did he do, Brother Jones?
And gave him bread.
And gave him bread.
And he did eat.
And he did eat. Now, why did he need to eat? Keep on reading.
And they made him drink water.
And they made him drink water.
And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs.
They gave him a what?
A piece of a cake of figs.
Woo-wee. That's one of my weaknesses. This cake, pound cake, German chocolate cake, succotumi cake. But the Bible says here, it gave him a cake of figs. Isn't that something? Now read on.
And clusters of raisins.
And two clusters of raisins. Come on.
When he had eaten.
And when he had eaten.
Spirit came again to him.
His spirit revived. Let me just say this. Because we got some anorexic folk in the church with this mentality that they got to lose all this weight. Help me somebody. And then, they's going around here starving themselves. Now, don't misunderstand me. I believe, yes, we need to, I know I need to lose some pounds. You know, my students, try to call me Big Daddy, but I check that. But let me just share. Let me tell you something. When it's time to eat, eat. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Eat. Amen. Don't go around here starving yourself. God gave us the gift of food. Eat, man. Amen, somebody. Amen. Don't go around here starving yourself. You're blessed. Now, I know we can overdo anything. Am I right about it? Amen. We can overwork. Amen. We can overeat. But, God blessed you with the gift of food. Enjoy it. Amen. And I tell you something else. When I go out to eat with my wife and family, I want them to enjoy it. Amen. I'm not one of these dudes who say, why are you eating that? You shouldn't be. Let me tell you, young ladies, don't hook up with a dude who wants to control what you eat, how much you eat. And if he's doing it now while you are coding, it ain't going to get better after you get married. Come on now, that's a I'm talking about some control. Honey, I want you to eat. Want my daughters to eat. Is that all right? Enjoy it, man. God bless us. Because food is what gives us strength. Is that all right? Y'all looking at me kind of funny tonight. Amen. It is not in my lesson, but I just thought I'd drop that there. But the Bible says that he ate, and it says here in verse number, then his spirit revived. Come on, my brother, because it says here.
For he had eaten no bread.
For he had not eaten any bread.
Nor drunk any water.
Nor drunk water for how many days?
3 days.
For 3 days.
And 3 nights.
And for 3 nights. This young man was hungry. And what I like about it, they fed him first. Sometimes folk come to our congregation about to starve to death. And we got, help me somebody, I know y'all don't have this problem in the volunteer state, but in the Lone Star state, wherever, we got some brothers with the mentality, they're going to go through a whole list of questions. Man, the man is about to die. Get him the food first, and then we'll ask the questions later. Preach on, brother. Y'all not feeling me tonight, but I know I'm right about this. All right, come on, my brother. Now look at what David does here. Well, look at the questions he asks. Come on.
And David said unto him.
David said unto him.
To whom belongest thou?
To whom do you belong? Come on.
And whence art thou?
And where are you? Hold it right there. Let me just pause here. Young man, before you hook up with a young lady, you ought to be asking some questions.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. Young lady, before you hook up with a young man, you ought to be asking some questions. Who do you belong to? Where are you from? Do you have a job? Do you believe in working? You better ask some questions. Are y'all with me, church?
Yes, sir.
You better be asking some questions. Don't get caught up in all this lovey-dovey stuff. Man, don't you know that love doesn't pay the bill.
Tragic, sir.
Come on now. Y'all looking at me strange, but amen. But I'm going on. Just the same. Since I'm in the doghouse, I might as well bark. Is that all right? Okay. All right. Come on, my brother. All right. And then what did he say?
And whence art thou?
Uh-huh.
And he said.
And he said.
I am a young man of Egypt.
I am a young man of Egypt. Listen to what he's going to. David, just ask him a couple of questions, and he's going to tell David all of this information. Come on, Brother Jones.
Servant to an Amalekite.
Uh-huh.
And my master now, left me
uh-huh.
because 3 days ago
uh-huh.
I fell sick.
Oh, let me just pause and say this. Oh, young people, let me show you how the world works. Let me tell you something. The world operates this way. The world will court you and show you all kinds of expressions of love. But after right, you can't sir. Give them anything else, you know what they'll do to you? They'll kick you to the curb. That's why you got to be careful. Be careful. I've seen this happen to athletes over and over again. They get so caught up, oh, man, I'm signing with this big-time school. And they sign with the school, and then they enter the school. But as soon as they get hurt,
tragic, sir.
They're kicked to the side. And there you are. You're there not having finished your degree. You no longer have a future in football. And those folk will abandon you. That's why I always encourage young folk, keep God first. Put God first and keep God first, because man will let you down. Preach on, Brother Robinson. I brought my own amens on tonight. The Bible says that this young man, he fell sick, and they abandoned him. His master left him behind. Come on, my brother. Verse 14, what does the book say?
We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites.
Uh-huh, read on.
And upon the coast which belongeth to Judah.
Uh-huh, read on.
And upon the south of Caleb.
Uh-huh.
And we burned Ziklag with fire.
Uh-huh, he's saying that, in other words, we have destroyed your camp. That was us. That was we did it. And I was, and my master and his servants were the ones who did it. Read on, my brother.
And David said to
David
him.
David said to him.
Canst thou bring me down to this company?
Yes.
And he said, swear unto me by God
uh-huh.
that thou will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, uh-huh. and I will bring thee down to this company.
Uh-huh. All right. So here we see that David got guidance through an Egyptian. You see, David and his men blessed this young Egyptian, and this young Egyptian in turn blessed David and his men. Do you see it, church?
Yes.
So you never know how your blessings are going to come to you. And so, beginning with verse number 16, it says there, come on.
And when he had brought them down,
uh-huh.
Behold, they were spread abroad on all the earth,
all over the
eating
land, uh-huh.
and drinking,
uh-huh.
dancing,
uh-huh.
because of all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah.
Y'all see that? The people were what? Eating, drinking, and
dancing.
They were having a party over stuff that they had taken from God's people. What are you saying, Brother Robinson? Don't you know when the devil steals our love, the devil steals our joy, he steals our unity, and we are fighting against one another? You know what he's doing? He's having a party.
Tragic, sir.
That's why, brothers and sisters, I submit to you tonight, we got to rise up and go get our stuff back. And the Bible Amen. Says in verse 17 that David then fought for his family and recovered them. Because verse 17 says what?
And David smote them from the twilight
until
the evening
uh-huh.
of the next day.
Read on.
And there escaped not a man of them,
uh-huh.
save 400 young men,
uh-huh.
which
on.
Rode upon camels
uh-huh.
and fled.
Read on.
And
so
David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried
taken,
away,
uh-huh.
and David rescued his two wives.
All right, now hold it right. I got to say it again. Brothers, you can only have one. David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken, and he brought back his two wives. Do y'all see that? All right. And then verse 19, come on.
And there was nothing lacking to them,
uh-huh.
neither small nor
yes.
great,
yes.
neither
sons
nor
daughters, read on.
Neither spoil,
yes.
nor anything that they had taken
uh-huh.
to them.
Uh-huh.
David recovered all.
David brought it all back. And then it says in verse number 20, it says there, all
and
right.
David took all the flocks
all, uh-huh.
and the herds
uh-huh.
which they drave before those other cattle
uh-huh.
and said, this is David's spoil.
This is David's spoil. All right, this is David's spoil. All I'm trying to show you tonight, church, is that sometimes we fight over stuff that's not worth fighting for. We fight over stuff that's not worth fighting over. We fight over toys and titles and territory, power, prestige, and popularity in the church. I remember this preacher in another state. There, when he first went to this congregation, it had like two chairs, and the men who were elders there, when they understood that when the Bible said that we're overseers, that it meant that they were to sit in these seats and oversee the church. That's what they understood. Seriously, they understood that being an overseer meant to sit in two seats on Sunday and oversee. That's not what that meant. And guess what? That preacher, you know, being young and being green and courageous, he took seats down. And when he did that, all kinds of mess erupted in that congregation. What I'm trying to get you to see, man, that sometimes we fight over stuff that's not worth fighting over. Tragic, are y'all with me tonight, church? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But there are some things worth fighting for. I'm going to tell you all to fight for your marriage. Somebody ought to say amen tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let the devil take your husband away from you.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let the devil take your wife away. Come on now. That's why, as I said yesterday, sprinkle that salt. Amen. Because if you don't sprinkle that salt on your wife, Junebug will on down the road. Help me, somebody.
Tragic,
amen.
Tragic,
sisters, if you don't sprinkle that salt, you don't sprinkle that salt on your husband, don't you know that he works with Bum Alicia? And he, I'm here to tell you, that she will sprinkle that salt on him. Y'all ought to say amen.
Tragic,
on tonight.
Sir.
Amen. Fight for your family. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your grandchildren. Fight for your rights. Fight for your job. Fight for your good name. Fight for your health. Oh, yes, fight for the unity of the church.
Yes,
fight
sir.
For the senior saints in the church, because sometimes they struggle from month to month. Don't forget to fight for those things that are worth fighting for. Is
yes.
that all right tonight? Oh, and then as I hasten to my third and final point tonight, the sharing of the delicacy. There's one little piece here that I want to mention before we wrap this sermon up. So we've already noticed the sorrow of the feet and the strategy for deliverance, and then third and finally, the sharing of the delicacy. Look at David. David was a good man. He had his flaws, but I want to show you something about David. Look at verse 21. If you're there, church, let me know by saying amen. Come on, my brother. What's the book
and
say?
David came to the 200 men,
uh-huh.
which were so faint that they could not follow David,
uh-huh.
whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor.
That's right. Read
and
on.
They went forth to meet David,
uh-huh.
and to meet the people that were with him.
Uh-huh.
And when David came near to the people,
uh-huh.
he saluted them.
He saluted them, or he greeted them. Read on. Come on.
Then answered all the wicked men
uh-huh.
and men of Belial,
uh-huh.
of those that went with David,
uh-huh.
and said, because they went not with us,
uh-huh.
we will not give them anything of the
uh-huh.
spoil that we have recovered,
uh-huh.
save to every man his wife and his
uh-huh.
children, that they may lead them away and depart.
Now hold it right there. Y'all see something there? You remember, so there are 400 men who went with David, but 200 men stayed behind. And now that they're coming back, there are those, the Bible said, wicked and worthless men who said, David, don't give them anything.
Tragic,
isn't that like
sir.
Some folk? Amen. Just stingy and just self-centered. But David's going to ask, you know, you got some folk like that. But brothers and sisters, there's a principle here that's a reminder for all of us. Everybody is somebody in the church. You know, that's just like a congregation preparing a meal just for the folk on this side, and then we're telling all the folk on that side, y'all go home and eat. Now, that's wrong. No. Everybody ought to share in the blessing.
Amen.
Are y'all with me tonight?
Yes,
and that's
sir.
What David's going to say in the next verse. Come on.
Then said David,
You shall not do so,
my brethren.
No. Let's not do that, my brethren. Now, why could they say that? These were some of the same men who had talked about stoning David earlier. You see, that's the mentality that they had. You know what they said? Everybody who is with you is not necessarily for you.
Tragic, sir.
Everybody who is with you is not necessarily with the Lord. Remember that. Come on now. Read on, my brother.
You shall not do so, my
brethren. You shall not do so, my brother.
With that which the Lord hath given us.
That's the key. Who blessed them to get the stuff back? God did it. And if God did it, we are obligated to share it with everybody. Amen. Is that all right tonight, church?
Yes,
come on, my brother, read on.
Who hath preserved us,
kept us,
and delivered the
and
company
delivered
that came against
hand?
Us into our hands.
Uh-huh. Read on. Who came against us. And then verse 24.
For who will hearken unto you in this matter?
Uh-huh.
But as his part is that goeth down to the battle,
uh-huh,
so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff.
Uh-huh.
They shall part alike.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Now that says something else too. The reason they stayed behind, there were supplies back there. And they were there to guard those things. Are y'all with me? And
yes,
David
sir.
Said, hey, no, they deserve to share in the spoils as well. They shall share alike. Isn't that beautiful when we share in the church? Because everybody is somebody. Amen. Now, don't get information. Sometimes as people of African descent, we can know some stuff. Sometimes about money, finances, mutual funds. You know what we do? We keep it to ourselves.
Tragic, sir.
We got to learn how to share. Learn how to share. Don't be stingy with your knowledge. Is that all right? Don't be stingy with your information. You know why we're stingy sometimes? Because we're afraid that somebody else is going to what? Is going to go higher than we are. That's the wrong
tragic,
attitude,
sir.
Brothers and sisters. Don't
tragic.
You know that your success is my success? Is that all right? This brother here is blessed to drive a 2018 Cadillac. I am happy for you, brother. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm happy for you. I just hope I get a ride in. Is that all right? Amen. You can have the note, but just let me have a ride. Is that all? Y'all say amen on tonight. All right. I'm just trying to help you see. And then verse 25. Come on, verse 25. Let's wrap this thing up.
And it was so
uh-huh.
from that day forward
yes.
that he made it a statute
uh-huh. read on.
And an ordinance for Israel
yes,
unto
yes.
this day.
Uh-huh. Read on.
And when David came to Ziklag
uh-huh.
he sent of the spoil
yes.
unto the elders of Judah,
all right.
even to his friends,
yes.
saying, Behold a present
gift.
For you
uh-huh.
of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord.
Oh, man, I like that because, first of all, he started with the elders. Started with the elders. Is that all right? There's nothing wrong with showing that regard and respect for the elders, elders in the church. Not just
Amen.
Those who hold a position of leadership, but even those who are old in age, that show them respect. And the principle here for all of us, especially the young folk, when the Lord blesses you to rise and succeed and progress, don't forget about the folk who help you to get to where you are. Somebody ought to say
yes,
amen
sir.
On tonight.
Amen.
And then it goes on to show that David went from place to place to all of those where people helped him along the way. He went back to all of those folk and gave gifts just to tell them thank you. And how many of y'all remember the movie Radio, that handicapped black man in South Carolina? Y'all remember that? And there's a scene in there, I believe it was during Christmas time, that people in the community had given Radio a whole lot of gifts. And what did he do with those gifts? Now, he took a couple of radios. That's where he got radio, you know, the nice radio. He kept those for himself. But he went throughout the community what? Giving them out. Y'all see that? Giving them out. What's the point, preacher? God blesses us. Why? So that we can be a blessing to somebody else. God never gives you a blessing just for you. God intends for you to share that blessing with somebody else. Is that all right, church? Amen. Oh, and as I close tonight, all I'm trying to get you to see, David went and got his stuff back. You ever lost a backpack with valuables in it? What'd you do? You went and what? You went and got it back. You ever left a cell phone at a restaurant? What'd you do? You went and got it back. You sisters who might leave a purse behind, what are you going to do? You're going to go back and recover that purse. David and his cohorts went into the enemy's camp and took back what they had stolen from him. And I maintain the same holds true for you and me today. The devil has taken some stuff from us, and we got to go get it back. We got to get back our love, get back our joy, get back our peace. What about the fire we used to have in the Church of Christ? The fight, the standing for the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We need to go and get our respect back, our black pride. Whatever happened to yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Yes, sir, no, sir. We got to get that stuff back. As members of the church, we got to get our support back. If I could use stuff as an acronym, support, S, means support, our scriptural knowledge. You remember the time when folk in the Church of Christ knew their Bibles? Man, we've lost some of that today. People, you know, don't have that biblical knowledge because they don't read and study as they ought to. Somebody else say amen. The T can represent toughness. Toughness. I'm afraid that we're raising a lot of wimps today. Got a lot of wimps in the church. Help me, somebody. Folk who just quit their marriage, quit their family, quit their job, quit school. Folk quit the church. Oh, Brother Robinson, the reason I quit, because they gave me a dirty look. Folk on your job give you a dirty look, but you don't quit. Amen. We gotta grow up, man. Turn to your neighbor and say, grow up. Amen. Grow up. Man up. Woman up. Unity. Support one another. We're all on the same team. The devil is the enemy. The preacher is not the enemy. The elders are not the enemy. The devil is the enemy. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for men and brethren to dwell together in unity. The F is for fruit, and then the other F is for fortitude, courage. How many of you remember the name Toya Graham? Toya Graham. Y'all remember that? Toya Graham, a young African-American lady in Baltimore, Maryland, during the Baltimore riots. Y'all remember that? Her son was out there throwing rocks at police officers. Y'all remember that? And she discovered that her son was out there throwing rocks at the police officer. And what'd she do? She went out there and she went upside his head. Now there are two schools of thoughts concerning that episode. Now you have the edumacated folk and sophisticated folk who say she shouldn't have done that boy like that. You know, that's what you call abuse. Well, good for you. Because on the other side, I'm glad there's some old school folk like my wife who said something to the effect, that's exactly what he deserves. The woman did that to her son because she knew if the police officer had gotten a hold of her, they would have done more than that. They would have put his butt beneath the soil. The devil ain't playing with church. That's why we gotta go and get our stuff back. Time is out for playing games, brothers and sisters. We got to go and reclaim. Go and restore. Go and rescue the stuff the devil has taken from us. Go get your stuff back. Go get your stuff back. David showed us how to do it. Showed us how to do it. Strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Inquire of the Lord. Get some help. Get some assistance. Amen. And then the Bible says he went up and got that the Lord blessed him with a foreigner who came into his life, who gave him the information he needed, pointed him in the right direction, saw his stuff, he went and got it back. And I'm here to tell you the same God David served back then, we serve that same God in 2018. And he can empower us to go and get our stuff back. There's a song, I know y'all heard it before, I heard some years ago. I went to the enemy's camp and what? And took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. And that's what I'm challenging all of us to do. Collectively as the church and individually as Christians, let's go get our stuff back. Thank you for your attention tonight. There may be a brother, sister here in the Lord who is going through some storms, some struggles in your life. You need prayer. You've lost some stuff, and you need the Lord's assistance to help you get it back. We're willing to pray with you and for you because God does hear and he answers prayer. If you're here tonight and you are not in Christ, you're not in the Lord's church, where the rich stuff is, salvation is, eternal life is, we want to invite you to say yes to Jesus and no to this old, cruel, and sinful world. You've heard the word tonight. Believe it with all of your heart. Hebrews 11:6, Romans 10:17. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth Jesus to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you're willing to do that, we can baptize you tonight. The water is ready. The clothes are ready. The baptizers are ready. The brothers and sisters in this congregation are ready. God is ready. The only question tonight is, are you ready? If you need somebody to walk with you, ask the person next to you. And I'm sure that person will help you, will assist you in walking down the aisle, because this is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Go get your stuff back. There's a song on page 111. I know you know it, don't you? 111. Can you help me sing as together we stand and sing on tonight? Yield not to temptation.